Today, Colleen O'Connor takes a look at the life and times of Jan Evangelista Purkinje, one of the world's leading scientists in the 19th century, who also played a major role in the Czech national revival.
The 19th century Czech physician and natural scientist, Jan Evangelista Purkinje, is perhaps best known today for identifying the unique nature of individual fingerprints, a discovery which has played a vital role in countless criminal investigations. Nevertheless, this is just one of many discoveries by Purkinje, who was responsible for a number of epoch-making contributions to different scientific disciplines. He was also a key figure in the Czech national revival. Jan Evangelista Purkinje was born in 1787 into a peasant family in the town of Libokovice, about 40 kilometres from Prague. His humble origins might have limited his educational opportunities if it had not been for a prodigious musical talent which saw him recruited as a choir boy for a Piarist monastery in Moravia. The monks there also gave him a classicist education, and he subsequently joined the order as a teacher in 1804. Professor Jaroslav Blahoš, president of the J.E. Purkinje Czech Medical Association, says that the education Purkinje received in the monastery played a vital role in laying the groundwork for his future academic career.
He first entered into the Piarist monastery because it was a very poor family. His father died, and so the family really was very poor. And he found this monastery as a very suitable place for, even for studies, because the library was very richly equipped with many, many books. But after 3 years in this monastery, he thought that it will not be the best thing for him. And he began to think that he might do some scientific work and to study humanist sciences and so on.
In fact, exposure to modern German philosophers, such as Johann Gottlieb Fichte, left Purkinje dissatisfied with what he described as the continuous slavery of his ecclesiastical career. In 1807, he left the order and walked 300 kilometres to Prague, where he started studying philosophy at Prague University, while eking out a living as a tutor. He later began studying medicine in 1810 and graduated in 1819 with a thesis based on his studies of human vision. This early work was much admired by the German author Johann Wolfgang Goethe, who may have been instrumental in getting him a position at the university at the Polish town of Wrocław in 1822. Purkinje was to remain in Wrocław for 27 years. While there, he soon established a reputation for his revolutionary teaching methods, which involved using demonstrations, experiments and laboratory work in his lessons. Professor Blahoš says this approach was at odds with the plodding, dogmatic nature of universities at that time.
As a professor of physiology, he was teaching at the university, and it was not just a passive teaching, but it was very active, and he knew how to communicate with his pupils, so the pupils were very keen to listen his speeches. So he knew very well how to communicate and how to affect his pupils. And another part, which was very modern at the time, he made many demonstrations during his lessons. So I think he was one of the founders of modern pedagogical methods.
Purkinje's scientific output in Wrocław was also prodigious. In 1842, he established the world's first ever physiological laboratory. Professor Blahoš says Purkinje's tireless studies of the human body and his pioneering work with microscopes led to many groundbreaking discoveries.
He described, for example, in cardiology, the fibers in the cardiac muscle, and these fibers, they were called Purkinje fibers. They are fibers which can transmit the nervous impulses. He was studying also the brain, you see. And there are brains, cells, Purkinje cells, in cerebellum, which is a part of the brain. And there are many other parts of the body or the microscopic structures which bear his name. Therefore, his name is very well known all over the world.
Besides being the first person to realize that fingerprints can be used for identification purposes, J.E. Purkinje was also one of the first people to develop a theory of cells as the basic structure of the human organism. He made scores of other discoveries as well, such as being the first to identify human sweat glands and the reaction of the pupil of the eye to changes in light intensity. Jaroslav Blahoj says that Purkinje's studies of human vision also meant that his work had a major impact on other fields.
There are also many, many other things which he studied at the time. For example, he predicted cinematography because it was the eye movement. You see, he could find a device that showed the movement of, for example, walking people. And it was really one of the founders of cinematography.
Purkinje was also a pioneer in the field of comparative physiology, which involves a lot of laboratory work involving live animals. Jaroslav Blahoj says that Purkinje's humane approach to this activity was well ahead of its time.
He did many experiments on animal experiments. It was also very interesting because in some of his papers he underlined the ethical point of view with dealing with animals. So he stressed the ethical approach to these animals. So it was, at that time, it was really an exception.
Despite living abroad in Wroclaw for so many years, Purkinje never lost touch with his homeland. He was an ardent supporter of the Czech language and played a role in modernizing it by helping create Czech terminology to ensure the language kept abreast of the latest scientific discoveries and developments. When he eventually returned to Prague in 1849 to take the chair of physiology at Prague University, he continued to support the development of the Czech language at a time when intellectual life was dominated by German. He published many of his papers in Czech and also championed the acceptance of Czech as a teaching language at the university. Jaroslav Blahoj says that these activities helped ensure that he became a key figure in the Czech national revival.
He was a really nationalist, Czech nationalist. He was well known also among lay people because he tried to popularize the science, his scientific discoveries, and not only his own discoveries, but in science in general. So I think he tried very much, and he insisted that the lessons should be given in Czech language, for example.
In 1853, Purkinje began publishing the important Czech science journal Živa, meaning alive. This publication was a major achievement at a time when publishing activity was severely hampered by reduced press freedom in Austria-Hungary under the reactionary Minister of the Interior, Alexander von Bach. Dr. Magdalena Pokorna works for the Czech Academy of Sciences, a national research institute whose very existence owes much to the fact that J.E. Purkinje championed the idea more than 150 years ago. She says that Živa magazine was a vitally important publication for the development of the Czech intelligentsia during the national revival.
Musíme si uvědomit, že to bylo v době, která výrazným způsobem omezovala.
We have to realize that this was a time in the 1850s when publishing activities were significantly restricted by the era known as Bach absolutism. Because this Czech natural science magazine was brought out by an authority like Jan Purkinje, it was not a substandard publication by any means. In fact, it also published contributions from popular literary figures such as Božena Němcová, who had a very warm relationship with Jan Evangelista Purkinje and who also naturally relied on him for support.
A také spoléhala na jeho pomoc, pochopitelně.
Jan Evangelista Purkinje died in 1868, leaving behind a huge scientific legacy and a burgeoning Czech national consciousness, which he had played a major role in fostering.